And now for some numbers. There are about 25 million Latinas living in the U.S., but only 1% hold political office. There's never been a Latina U.S. senator, and there's only been one Latina governor.
We know that there have been 12,000 members of Congress since this country was founded over 200 years ago. 10 Latinas.
That's Marnie Allen, the director of Political Parity, a national group that supports women in office. This year, they're partnering with an advocacy group called the National Hispanic Leadership Agenda in an effort to get more Latinas elected to office. They're calling their initiative Latinas Represent. Leslie McClurg has more now from their kickoff in Denver.
Lucy Flores never envisioned a career in politics when she was growing up in Las Vegas. In fact, she was barely getting by.
I come from a broken family. My mother left when I was 9 years old.
Without much direction at home, Lucy turned to gangs for support. At age 15, she was on juvenile parole. At 17, she dropped out of school.
People really just start to give up on you. You are no longer an investment opportunity. You're now just considered a waste to the state and to society.
But then her parole officer took a special interest in her, becoming a mentor. The officer encouraged Flores to get her GED and then pushed her to think about college. It worked. Flores graduated from the University of Southern California and then law school. Today, she's an assemblywoman in Nevada, representing the district where she grew up.
It's because I got lucky and I got a really amazing person who took some time and energy for me.
Flores is sharing her story at the first meeting of Latinas Represent. For Marnie Allen of Political Parity, it illustrates why candidates from diverse backgrounds are important.
Latinas are over 8% of the U.S. population now, and there are a lot of voices that have been missing and experiences that can inform different ways of going about policy change.
But she says Latinas face steep cultural and gender barriers that keep them from influencing policy. A recent study highlighted at the kickoff names a few: sexual harassment, poverty-level pay, minimal access to health care, and Latinas earn about 60 cents for each dollar that white men earn. So if you're struggling day to day, how are you supposed to think about running for office? And on top of that, it can be hard to convince Latinas to run because, like many women, they tend to see themselves as supporters rather than leaders. Allen asked the 9 Latinas in Congress how they do it.
And what they said was, for me to get past this point of asking for myself, I had to think of it actually as asking for my community. I'm not asking you to give me money for me. It's for you. It's for us.
So Allen says Latinas Represent is all about encouraging women to do what they do naturally, network.
We're going to open up our iPhones and we're going to blast our email lists and we're going to get behind these Latinas and we're going to recruit.
They're starting in Colorado because there's a higher number of Latinas in office here than anywhere else. And they'll be holding similar conferences in California, Washington, D.C., Texas, and Florida. So what if more Latinas were in office?
I think we would see a very different debate around immigration, around Dreamers, a lot of economic issues and education issues, particularly where you have women-headed households.
And that's not all.
So when you're talking about childcare issues, nutritional issues, our health, you know, right away we come with a lot of credibility to the table.
That's Helen Iris Torres. She's director of Hispanas Organized for Political Equality, or HOPE, based in California. She emphasizes that Latina stereotypes are actually political advantages.
We could be sexy, we can be nurturing, we can be as mad as hell, and we can be strong leaders. We have that all in us.
Meanwhile, Assemblywoman Lucy Flores continues to charge ahead. She just announced that she's running for Nevada's lieutenant governor. But it wasn't an easy decision.
It's not human to not be afraid.
But in politics, Flores says fear is not an option.
And who knows, maybe we will be talking about the first Latina candidate for president.
For Latino USA, I'm Leslie McClurg.